EPA and the Army Corps of Engineers released the final Waters of the U.S. rule, but the issue is far from over. Members of Congress still want the agencies to go back to the drawing board and start over. Senate Agriculture Committee Chairman Pat Roberts of Kansas calls the final rule bad for rural America and brought up charges that EPA influenced the comment process through social media.
A major news story raises serious questions about EPA's role and actions during the public comment period to garner support for the proposed rule. EPA inappropriately influenced the rulemaking process. EPA not only stacked the deck against farmers and ranchers, it ignored them.
Announcing the initiative on Wednesday, EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy stressed several times that the final rule includes no new permitting requirements and maintains all previous exemptions, particularly for agriculture.
As I mentioned before, the rule does not add any new requirements for agriculture, and it retains all of the decade-long exemptions and exclusions for farming, ranching, and forestry. It does not interfere with private property rights or address land use, and it does not regulate any ditches unless they function as tributaries. It doesn't apply to groundwater or shallow subsurface flow, cover drain tiles, or change policy on irrigation or water transfers. These are all important points that we have made crystal clear.
Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works, Joe Ellen Darcy, says the new rule clarifies the difference between a tributary and a ditch.
Tributaries, which science defines by the physical signs of flowing water, are included because they can carry pollution downstream. Features that don't meet the scientific and legal definition of a tributary, including erosional features like gullies and rills, and ephemeral features like ephemeral streams, are not covered. The rule maintains the current practice on ditches. Only ditches that look, act, and function like a tributary are covered because they carry pollution downstream.
Meanwhile, the U.S. House has already passed a bill to block the proposal from going into effect, and other efforts are continuing to stop it through agency appropriations bills. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.